No, I hear you. I mean, I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It's just that I know there are times when there is war, mm-hmm. and there's no way to avoid it, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. it's going to happen, mm-hmm. and there's no way to avoid it. But I hope that human beings will someday get to the point mm-hmm. where they say, to kill innocent children, mm-hmm. to kill people...
That's wrong.
...is wrong.
Yeah.
Any way wrong. You cut it.
Yeah.
No matter what your beliefs are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There has to be another way to solve
the problem.
Mm-hmm. But tonight, you know, I listened to the leader of Zimbabwe. He mm-hmm. sounds like a very bad person. I'm mm-hmm. sorry. He mm-hmm. sounds like a bad man. Mm-hmm. A disturbed person, maybe even a little crazy. And he's mm-hmm. running that country. Mm-hmm. And I have friends there. Mm-hmm. And they want to get out. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could figure out a way mm-hmm. to get them out. But mm-hmm. ultimately, I think there will be war in mm-hmm. Zimbabwe. I think mm-hmm. South Africa will try very hard to save them. But mm-hmm. but anyway, let's get this done.
Okay.
Because we could sit and talk for another 20 hours. Yeah. And never get this done.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you're working for the state for ODOT. Mm-hmm. And Christy has graduated from high school.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
she has a college degree.
Where did she go to school?
She go to OU in Eugene.
University of Oregon.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And your son will be graduating from high school this year. Mm-hmm. And now you want to think of a way to give back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's what I think in my mind. After I set up my family, everything okay. I think okay. In my life... I own a lot of people. My friend back in Vietnam, my friend were in a camp, and when I come here, American friend here, and everything give me back life. Now I have to do something, you know. But what can I do? That's what my question up my mind. And I think one thing I can do it. How about I help the young Vietnamese generation to be the good person? So when they grow up to be adult, they can contribute to back to the life here. Okay. So what we can do now here, we teach the children right or wrong. You teach the children the moral, teach the children the culture. So when they grow up, they be a good person. That's why we get together a group of people and we found a Vietnamese school in Portland and this around Syria here.
How many people?
Foreign now, from the beginning, we don't have much. From the beginning, the school, when the school was founded, I'm not the founder of the school. The school was founded in 1990 in Beaverton. And when the school moved to Portland, because either for a lot of Vietnamese people, live in Poland. We have more Vietnamese people and children live in Poland than in Beaverton. So they moved to Madison High School. And at that time, I get involved. When I involved the school in 5 years and try to do something like I said before, teach the children about right or wrong, moral, culture, and keep their root.
Keep their roots?
Yeah. I want to keep the roof for they remember where they come from and how to be the good person who can contribute back to life. That's how I get involved with the school. And a lot of people think the same way like I think. So we work together. And the school now, it grew up a lot in the past 5 years.
You're not at Madison High School anymore.
Not anymore. We are in Southeast Center from PCC, Southeast Center in 82nd and Division, the new campus over there. And in the past 5 years, the student grew up from 150 to 500 students now. And the volunteer people grown up too.
What is the age of the kids who... who go to the school?
We have a lot of different age of kids, from the smallest, the youngest, it's 5-year-old. And on that, we have a couple American people in 40-year-old. But that's not very much, because that's special class for some American who want to learn Vietnamese. We have 18 classes from kindergarten until ninth grade.
Ninth grade?
Yeah.
So you don't have seniors in high school?
We don't have it yet. We don't have it yet.
But don't Chuck Pham's kids go to this school?
Yeah.
Well, one of them is a senior in high school, isn't he?
Yeah, he's senior. But that American system, and we are Vietnamese system.
Okay, that's what I needed to make clear, because I don't understand. So in America, it would be from to high school, right? But you say from grade 1 to, say, grade 9.
Because we got the limit in class and in teacher. So we should have until 12th grade too. But we don't have class more to open, and we don't have enough teacher for this period of time. In the future, we may have 10th grade, 11th grade, or 12th grade, so they can create.
So the older kids are just in ninth grade classes.
The ninth grade, okay. Yeah.
But that it's still the Vietnamese. Top class. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Chuck Pham's boys don't speak Vietnamese fluently.
Yeah, because Chuck Pham, he's white American, so they don't talk Vietnamese at home like we do at our home.
So that's why he wants them to be at the school.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He wants them to learn their culture and
their language. Culture and the language, exactly. In the class, we talk the teaching in Vietnamese language, Vietnamese culture, literature, and moral, and some
music,
kind of
dance.
Yeah, activity like music and dance and
art
and play, something like that, yeah. And the school open from September to June every year, same like a public school. And we have open on Sunday only.
And how many hours do the kids stay?
The kids stay here from 1 p.m. until 3:30.
And the teachers all contribute their time?
All the teacher and people who work for the school volunteer, they own time, nobody get paid.
And how do you get the money for materials and to rent the building?
The money for the school year, about 49 to 50,000 every year. And we have around 450 to 500 kids. That means at least $100 for every kid to go to school. But we don't get any rent or anything from anything. We have to make by ourselves. And the parent, they contribute. Like last year, they contribute $50. That means 50% of the budget. And the 50% left, we have to run by ourselves. Like we do the dinner, fundraising dinner. We do the magazine to get the advertising from the business, Vietnamese around here, to get the money to add it up for the budget of every year. So every people have to work on that on their own.
And what do you do with the school? What is your role?
My role for now, I'm principal of the school.
And what does the principal do? What are his jobs?
My job is I have to prepare all of the book and the class for the student. The schedule for every class. I have to get on the teacher to put on in the class. I have to get the teacher in training how to teach the children, and I have to be there every Sunday.
Don't you do the magazine too?
Yeah, I have to do the magazine too. I am in that member card up too, so that keeps me a little bit busy. But I'm happy to do that, because that's the thing I want to do. I really want to do.
What are your needs for the school? What would really help to have?
The main thing we need for the school is the location, the classroom. And for right now, we have to pay for that from PCC. And usually that will cost you about $15,000 to $20,000 a year. That means almost 40% of our budget for the school run.
Why does the Portland Public Schools not just let you use one of their buildings on a Sunday?
They don't want you to use it on Sunday because in the classroom they have material, they have all kind of stuff. And like when we every school they need money too. And when they let people use it, they want them to pay. Even now when we have some even like a New Year celebration or graduation day, we have to rent somewhere. You cannot act for free in school. I don't know why, because our organization not like from public school or something like that. I don't know, quite sure about that. But every time we contact and ask for some EU for the camera or something, I have to pay for that. We have to pay for that.
Chuck Pham was telling me he was hoping next year he'd be able to teach Kung Fu
Yeah.
or Taekwondo.
Yeah,
How much?
Taekwondo.
The kids would love that.
Yeah. Because the reason we have some come up with some idea like school activity like a dance and a sing or art or kung fu, something like you just said, because we want to the kid come to school. For right now, some of the kids want to go to school, but some of the kids don't want to go. They don't like it because we understand that. They have to go to school 5 days a week. They only 2 days on the weekend to their own, the talking on the phone, play game, something. Now they have to spend Sunday on it. They don't want it. We know that. That's why we try to do something to make them more happy, more fun, so they want to come. You know?
Does PCC have a facility that you could use for Taekwondo?
No, we don't have now. They have one dance studio, but you cannot use that one because we already use it for dance. So we think about that, and we may use the hall or something like that in the future. Next year, we will have another big meeting to set up about that one in the end of August.
You also need some publicity.
Yeah.
You need for people to know what the school is and what you're doing.
Yeah. For right now, we have the website, but the website, most of the, I think the 70% of the everything on website in Vietnamese, we don't have time yet to put in English so people know more about that. The thing that we really limit right now is because all the people who work for volunteer, they have to find a way of their own to make it. So everything is limited in Vietnamese community right now. Not go out for another community to know about us or to understand what we're doing. You know, that's the problem. We hope in the future we can do a little bit more than that by the help of some people in the community.
So right now you need 18 classrooms and a gym.
For right now, we already have 18 class and the gym, but that's the maximum we can rent right now. Like I said before, if we want to open more class, like 10 or 11 or 12 class, that we have to rent somewhere else or make another additional somewhere else for the class. Because the BCC only allow us to rent 18 class and one dance studio.
So your son has been going to the school all these years?
Yes, yeah.
And what does he feel about it? I mean, what does he think about the school? Does he understand its value?
The first couple of years, he didn't want to go, but because we make him go, so he go. But when he go to the school, he understand a little bit more the culture, and he see a little bit more. Another kid the same thing, another Vietnamese family is same thing. They parent want that one to do, so he accept it because that one of the thing the school good, because the school will make the kid in Vietnamese community, they understand what their parents want and why they parent Vietnamese parent want them to do that. So he accept it now, and he doing good at Vietnamese school too.
Yeah, I think he won an award, didn't he?
Yeah, he won a lot of awards in Vietnamese school too.
Okay. How do you see your future?
My future. For right now, I just try to do two parts. The first one is take care of family. My daughter Christine already the adult now. I don't have to worry anymore about how to help her. But I have at least 5 more years for my son, Yui, until he graduates from college. That's my family part. And that's why I.
Wait. Okay, yeah, we got a dog. Just a minute. Okay, he's.
That's why my main thing is take care of Yi until he graduates from college. And after that, we will retire, get enjoy moving around, travel, or go back to Vietnam if I see something better. I don't want to stay in Vietnam now because of the communist, still in the power, still control. I have too many things I never forget, cannot forget to live over there now. And I don't see it, the thing I want to see now. That's why I don't want to go back. But in the future, if the communist not control anymore, not in power, I may go back to Vietnam. I think it's where I belong to. And here in the United States, it's my second country. It happened a lot. But still somehow, you because I'm old, I'm not like young like my son. My son, he completely American. Even he still has some culture at home, but he easy to hear. He doesn't have something like homesick or some my relative or something come back on my memory. He doesn't have it. I do, you know. So like one thing, I think the different culture here. When you were old, back in Vietnam, you stay with your family. And here, you cannot stay with your family. You have to go to nursing home because it's better.
Well,
Better for yourself and better for your family member too.
because most of them have to work,
Because
so they can't be
exactly.
with you all the time. Yeah.
Exactly. And no way they can be with you or have somebody with you. That's the thing. But back in Vietnam, it's different. Always have somebody with you in family and make you feel better. That's some couple of things I think that's still in my memory about that. So it keep me thinking. Another thing is like
Okay.
another thing is beside my family, I continue to do something I'm doing now for volunteer work. Try to make better. Even I'm not a principal anymore, I still work for school to do more stuff because they need people. They need a lot of stuff. We have a vote every 2 years. I think the end of next year they will vote for the new one. And I want a new person. I don't want to be there all the time. Because the more people come in, they will be better.
It will grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had someone visiting you from Vietnam in your house the last time I was there. Would you tell me about her?
Okay, she not come to visit us. She
What is
want
her name?
her name is Lê Mười. Lê is her last name, Mười is her first name. We call it Vietnamese way. She went to United States about 2 years ago, to have the surgery on her feet because she have some band. I don't know why it band.
She didn't have polio. Did she have polio?
I think so. I think
Yeah.
so. And when they, she had the, you call them polio, right?
Polio.
Polio. Yeah, she had that make her difficult to walk. So she went here 3 years ago with different sponsor, who take her from Vietnam, come to here, and go to the. I think Shannon Children Hospital.
Dorn Becker.
Yeah, Dornbecker. To fix it. And after that, she went back to Vietnam. But the first time when she did it, that not completely fixed her. And she still have problem hurting her in her ankle. So she asked that person again, but because the person who take care of her the first time have another kid to take care, so cannot go back to her. But when she was here, we know about her story, so we could stop by to visit them all the time. They are the poor children in Vietnam who have something like that, and we have the program here to help the children here. And the hospital treat them for free if they're under 21 years old. So she sent a letter to us, asked us to help her one more time. So she think of, okay, she will try to help her by contact the person who sponsored her before, try to ask him to help Mui again. But that person, like I said before, cannot do it because she's so busy to do something else. So Kui decided to do it by herself. After a lot of fun, we know nothing how to do it. We don't even know how to start. So the first thing, we're looking for the doctor who treated her before. And we cannot find the name because we talk in our mind. They went to the Oregon Health University.
OHSU.
OSSU. We didn't know about anything about the another hospital for the children. So we went away, we're looking for the name of doctor. They cannot find. They say, no doctor, is it not that name? Or he maybe moved or something. But finally, we spent about 1 month to try to get it down. And we find the doctor and we explain everything. And the doctor really helped her. So he accept, he wants to check it again, do it one more time for her. But the problem is she almost 21 at that time. When we start to do it in April, and she need to be here before June, because June she 21. So we don't have much time. That's why we try to do it by collect all the paper and send back to Vietnam and try one of my relatives over there, try to bring her to Saigon to do it, because she live in far away from Saigon.
Wait just a minute, we've got a plane. Gotta wait. Have a drink.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
And finally, we got honor paperwork on. The treatment is free from hospital, but we had to buy her the airplane ticket and pay for the fee on the paperwork here and bring her here. And finally, after 3 weeks, we try her, and after 3 weeks, she get here.
So she's been here how long?
She will stay here until October. That her visa allowed in October.
Can't extend it, huh?
Yeah, depend on the condition. If the condition need to be treated more, the doctor may
extend
a little bit. But that from doctor, not from us or from her. Mm-hmm. She already went through twice to fix it now. And she had a cast now, and they will remove the cast in a couple of weeks.
She's going to miss you all very much when she has to go back, isn't she?
I think so. We miss her, too. Yeah. She's a poor kid. Yeah.
She's a darling girl. She's
yeah.
A very cute girl.
Yeah.
So you have this young girl and you have your mother.
Yeah, at home.
Is with you.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like pretty healthy.
Because she 85 now, so she compared from the last year, it's a little bit work, every year.
That's the way it goes, down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But you're basically a happy man.
Yeah, because, like I said before, I got everything here. Yeah. I have my family back. I have my life back. The job I love to do and the thing I want to do, too. I have my mom here.
And you're a Buddhist.
Yes, correct. I am a Buddhist.
Do you go to the Buddhist temple here?
Yeah, I do. I go to here.
There's a Vietnamese Buddhist temple?
Yeah, the Great Vietnamese. We have at least five Vietnamese temples around here, I know. And we have a couple in Beaverton, and we have in Vancouver too. But I go to the one close to my house, the Ngoc Sơn Temple.
And do you think that Buddhism has helped you be the strong person you are?
I believe so, because sometimes when you go to the bottom, the thing you do it, you pray. You need help. You need something help you, keep your mind strong, keep you survive, keep you go over something you don't think you can go over by yourself.
So your religion has helped you?
I think so. I think the religion helped you a lot.
I loved your altar at your house. It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Good to see your the pictures of the people that you love there.
Yeah.
And it was very lovely. It's made me think I'm no longer Buddhist. At one point I was, but I've been everything. I'm all religions.
Yeah.
A mixture.
I think all religion is good. They teach people good.
They all have goodness, yeah.
Huh? But sometimes people do not good. That's the people.
Yeah. That's the person, not
that the person, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah. But I've just always been interested in, you know, all... Because it's another way to look at culture, and so I've done that. But
I believe in my religion because, you know, you can tell when you come to my house, you see. I build it by myself. I make it. And I want to do something... Like back in Vietnam, we have something better because I bought it and people make it that way better. And here I make it.
Your altar, you mean?
Yeah, my altar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I make it by myself. So I try to make the shape look like.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
It's very pretty.
Thank you.
It's the prettiest one I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much, Tim, for talking with me. And I think that we're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for interviewing me. It brings me back a lot of my memory and something I told you.
I hope it didn't make you sad.
No. It not. You know.
You don't have the nightmares anymore.
I think 5 years, I don't have any nightmare about that. But before that, I do. Sometimes I wake up middle of the night. Wham! I still over there or I'm here, and I look at next to me, quiz it, laying at me. Okay, I'm okay. Go back to sleep.
Yeah, good. No more nightmares.
Yeah.
Okay.